I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Checking in on the Big Show Star Phone this morning is a very funny comedian straight out of New Rochelle. Please welcome Anthony Rodia to the show.
Hey there.
How are you guys?
Do a lot of comedians come out of New Rochelle?
I don't know. I know there's a few. I don't know if they ever come out. I think they just stay in Rochelle.
They stay there.
He's a pride of New Rock, ladies and gentlemen, and he's on the Big Show. Well, you know, this is kind of weird because you're one of the few guys out on the road already.
Yeah,
I've got a rabid audience. I mean, my fans are you know, I created the characters, which they got attached to, and the whole plan behind that was to get people in the seats for the live shows, and I'm overwhelmed in a good way. But, you know, when you see people come out to a show, that's always a good thing. But to come out to a show in times like this, I mean, you really see that people want to just come out and they need to laugh. I mean, now more than ever, especially with the 2020 that we've had.
They keeping people, like, separated in the theaters?
Yeah, they're doing a great job. I'm like, for instance, I've got, we've been doing Connecticut and Jersey mostly. You know, everyone's separated by seats. The theaters have been downsizing the capacity. You know, I've got Foxwoods. They're doing a great job. They're having me in the 4,000-person theater, and I think they've got it down to about 1,100. So let's say you go with a group of four people, you're going to have three seats in between you and the next party, and then every row in front of you is empty. So it's every other row. They did a hell of a job getting that done.
Yeah.
We're talking to comedian Anthony Rodia, who's is a very funny fellow. You grew up in kind of an off-the-boat Italian family, and you basically base all your comedy around your family. You got Uncle Vinny, which is might be your most popular character. Would that be a truthful statement?
Zia Lucia is second. She's catching up.
I'm going after Uncle Vinny.
Right. My whole family, you know, my mother's side, my dad's side, my parents, they all came from Italy. And I always say, you don't have to be Italian to appreciate the humor. It's more old school. It's that old school mentality.
It's really
like
cute.
When I don't care what nationality you are, it's like when your family came here, they were handing out these manuals on how to parent, you know, at Ellis Island or wherever they landed, or JFK, because my father hates when I say off the boat. He jumps down my throat. He goes, "Ew, I flew here all Italia. I was right in the middle of the plane in the conference speech." I go, "Okay, I didn't really mean you rode here from Italy." But it's like they all have the same mentality and the same manual on how to raise kids. It's insane to see at my shows all the different nationalities that can relate.
On your YouTube stuff, you do those funny, like, filters for Uncle Vinny and Zia Lucia. What do you do when you're doing stand-up? Do you do those same characters?
No, so it's funny. We've been getting a lot of first-timers, and they don't know what to expect when they see me live. You know, some people say, you know, "Are you going to be on stage as Zia Lucia?" And I have to explain to them, no, I promised my 5-year-old daughter that I would never leave the house in a dress. So that was a big promise. But I always felt that if you watch me online and you're paying money to come see me live, you should get something different than you watch at home.
Or something new.
Just watch me at home. So it's totally different. It's straight stand-up comedy. It's a lot of stories about growing up. And the real secret behind my characters, number one, they're made to build my audience. And number two, they forced me to have to be funnier live. Because if you come see me and I'm not funnier than what you see at home, then
right.
I mean, you have no urge to go out. So it pushes me. But it's a lot of growing up, how I was raised by my parents, how everyone got hit by their parents growing up. I mean, it was like the norm.
The good
now
old days.
You smack yeah. your kid like on the backside now, you'll have like, you know, child yeah. services are ready to remove them. They're like, oh, you smacked them.
The kid will call child services.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing to me?
If I mumbled to my dad back then, I'm like, hey, listen, my friends told me that if you hit me, I can call the cops. He's like, yeah, use my phone.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh,
right.
my God. All right, that might not have went over well. He said, just make sure you call the ambulance after because you're going to need a ride to the hospital.
His name is Anthony Rodia. You can get tickets and everything else at RodiaComedy.com, R-O-D-I-A. Anthony, thank you for checking in. And I got to tell you what, people love your YouTube stuff. If you haven't seen him, you got to go check out Uncle Vinny and Zia Lucia, whatever the hell her name is.
Yeah. And also, see, you got to see the stand-up. He's going to be in New Brunswick, in Avenel, in Levittown, and also, as he mentioned earlier, in Foxwoods, all in the next 6 weeks. So you're a busy guy.
Yeah, trying to stay busy and trying to get out of the house because I've been in it for 128 days, my family. Oh,
I'm with you.
Thank you, Anthony. Good job, man.
Thank you so much, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.